Art, given all the injuries that the Seahawks have had this season, do you think Mora should be at this stage of threatening his players?
I think that was a little overdone on Mora's part. We're talking about last Monday at a press conference in which Mora basically said that everybody was on notice, and Matt Hasselbeck, the quarterback, quoted Mora saying that he's going to make changes, and if that means firing people, Mora said, I'd do it. And I'm thinking, you know, they're 2-5, and the season hasn't gone well, but there are reasons, and injuries are a reason. I know coaches and players always say, well, injuries are never an excuse. Well, okay, that may be true, but they are sometimes a reason for underperformance, and it's a big thing for the Seahawks. For a second year in a row, the Seahawks have been decimated by injuries, and it's really a tough deal to overcome. So when Mora gets agitated and he says that we're going to fire people, well, he's telling something that players already know. There are no guaranteed contracts in the NFL, so everybody is sort of on notice. The Seahawks response this week was that they fired three players off the bottom end of their roster, including Edgerrin James, right, a tailback that got a lot of publicity for coming in here. He's a future Hall of Famer, but he was on fumes, didn't perform well. And so I can understand why they might want to make a move, but is it because he was a bad attitude? Was he a slacker? I haven't heard that. But because he was fired after Mora's statement, now everybody thinks that James is a slacker. And these other two guys that were fired were a slacker. And they replaced them with guys off the practice squad. So it was a puzzling week.
Well, and Mora seems to have a history of speaking impulsively and then regretting it. This seemed more like a planned announcement that he made this past Monday. But earlier in the season, he was really kind of going off on Olindo Mare missing some field goals in that game against Chicago,
right,
and then had to kind of backtrack the day after.
Right. He made it sound like Mare's field goal misses were utterly unacceptable, and all the reporters took that.
He's going to be fired.
He's going to be fired the next day. Well, Mora backtracked and said, well, no, that's not going to happen, and Mare has subsequently performed pretty well. Now, Mora this time, with 24 hours to think about it, sort of put everybody on edge. I think any reporter who was in that Monday press conference said, wow, there's going to be big changes. And Mora specifically said that everybody's trying hard. He made a big point of saying everybody's trying hard. So why issue a threat like this if there isn't a problem to fix? It may not make a difference this Sunday because they're playing the worst team in the NFL, the Detroit Lions. They've lost 7 of their 8 games this year by an average of 16 points. The Seahawks should win. But, oh my goodness, what happens if they don't? Then what does Mora say? He's unleashed his heaviest ordinance already this early in the season.
And this is his first year as coach of the Seahawks. It seems like he's struggling a bit to create his image, and he's really trying to find his footing here.
Yeah, he's succeeding a legend in Mike Holmgren, and he wants to do better, and he was handed circumstances beyond his control. I really think the Seahawks' problem is a lack of playoff talent. It's not necessarily anything about Mora's words or deeds. It's just a talent issue, and that falls to general manager Jim Ruskell. But I think Mora has never been 2-5 before, and he's feeling this pressure to deliver immediately, and sometimes, you know, the mediocre groceries don't make for a great dinner.
All right, Art, thanks. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal joins us every week at this time. His work appears in the seattlepi.com. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.